Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Little Rob Zombie heading into Halloween. I love this season. Crash and I decked the house out last night for Halloween, as is our tradition. We do it every year. So he's not happy till you can see our home from space. Funny, the adventures your kids will drag you on every year, he says, decides what we're going to buy and add to our display. So I love this time of year. I love the changing of the leaves. I love the nip in the temperature. And I love that we're finally fighting back as a country. Just broke 25 minutes ago. Folks, let me set this up properly because I started beginning the show this way. Do you remember me talking and doing a lot of Battleground America podcast? Get it wherever you download your podcast. Doing a lot of Battleground America podcast about a letter written to the FBI by former FBI directors and assistant directors, including Chris Schwecker. Warning that the composition of people coming over Biden's open border had changed. That in the beginning of the Biden administration, it was what you would expect. It was families and kids and moms and guys and, you know, whatever, illegal immigrants. But by the end of 2022, they warned, so a lot of these guys still have security clearances, that the composition had changed, that the majority were military-aged men. They were not coming here with women. They were not coming here with their own children. They were sex trafficking kids, but they weren't coming here with their own children. That a lot of these men had connections to either gangs or nexuses of terror or both, because a lot of these gangs work with terrorist organizations. That we were seeing the infiltration of what appeared to be an army, and they wondered what it would be used for. Overnight, we get an idea of the size of the cartel and terror-linked illegal immigrant army that was imported by the Democrats that's hiding behind them, even as I speak, and the Democrat governors and mayors of Chicago lie. This is Kash Patel. Listen to how big the army is just on Chicago streets.
Taking the juggernaut that is demolishing
Sorry, that is the wrong one. Let me get it. It's Let's try this again. Here we go.
Taking the juggernaut that is demolishing the weaponization of law enforcement and bringing it to places like Chicago. When I was there today with Todd, we learned that the Chicago city streets have 110,000 gang members. That's right. You heard me right. They had 1,200 shootings this year alone, 360 homicides. When politicians choose to side with those metrics and not their citizenry, thank God we have President Trump and this Department of Justice and this FBI going in there and crushing violent crime. And President Trump said
110,000 illegal immigrant gang army. Told you they were merging with these gangs. Told you they were merging with these cartels. So that was the beginning of the show. This just broke. Okay. This is in California. Headline: FBI, LAPD bust violent Mexican mafia linked gang. The era of the cartels is over, Kash Patel says. This is just incredible. Kash Patel says the Bureau has dismantled a Mexican mafia linked gang command structure, taking down one of California's most violent street crews and arresting more than a dozen members. You should see this. Automatic weapons. I mean, this is a military base. The era of cartels operating freely in America is over, Patel said. He says this is a turning point in the fight against cartel gangs. Yes. This was in St. Pedro. They were running the gang out of there. The case began in Los Angeles, he said, targeted the gang's leadership, seizing weapons, narcotics, and records from homes and meeting spots. Listen to this. Investigators said the probe uncovered links between Rancho San Pedro, the Sinaloa cartel, and the 13th Street gang, working together to distribute methamphetamine, fentanyl, and heroin throughout Southern California. The takedown hit a gang with 500 members spread across six cliques that pay taxes to Mexican mafia gangs in state prisons. So, folks, this is why the Democrats are going wild. These are their smuggling routes, their networks that they were merging with.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And how bold had they gotten under Democrat protection? Here is the guy that the Mexican illegal immigrant, Latin Kings cartel member put that hit on. Now, his name is Greg Bovino. He's a very effective border sector chief, okay? When I reported this yesterday, and Fox News reported, they mistranslated the Spanish. And they translated it as $2,000 reward for information, $10,000 reward for his murder. By the way, he put it in writing. He actually texted it out to the gang members, the reward. The mistranslation was about the $2,000 reward for information. It wasn't information on where the ICE agents are, like think ICE app. No, it was for kidnapping him and extracting information from him. You get $2,000 for that. Then you kill him. Here's the guy they were going to kill, Greg Bovino.
There's going to be more incidents just like this because it's a war zone out there. Secretary No mentioned a bounty on the heads of federal agents, that $2,000 to kidnap, $10,000 to kill senior Border Patrol officials and senior ICE officials here in Chicago. Now, what happens between the kidnapping and the killing portion? That's something out of a third world country. Is this America?
Yes. Democrat run America. That's what it is. He continued.
It is indeed emblematic of what our brave law enforcement officers and agents are facing across the nation. That was an illegal alien that was comfortable enough living here in the United States, an illegal alien gang member, to put a bounty out like that. And when we look at what the governor or the mayor are talking about, they are the reason that gang members feel comfortable enough to do something like that.
It's incredible. The good news is that in just the week, we picked up over 1,500 of the worst of the 110,000 illegal immigrant gangster army in Chicago, just the Chicago area.
When we talk about those bad people and bad things that are no longer walking the streets, almost 1,500 apprehensions in a month. A majority of those 1,500 are some extremely bad individuals, whether it's child rapists, Train de Aragua, gang members, terrorists, honest to goodness terrorists on the terrorist screening database, and many others. Those folks oftentimes are walking with impunity on the streets of Chicago. And that's why we're here. That's why we have this federal response here, is to take care of that. When our local elected politicians won't do the job, we will.
What does Chicago Mayor Brennan Johnson have to say? Oh, you're going to love this.
I am a mayor, but I'm also a Christian. I pray for Donald Trump, his soul. He's lost. And that's why it's important that we help find a way to protect our democracy and our humanity. That's what I'm motivated by. Not some brittle, insecure human being who has expressed a degree of lawlessness that would make Vladimir Putin blush.
Yeah, I don't know what Jesus would do in this situation, Mayor, but I'm pretty sure that Jesus wouldn't refuse for the Chicago police to respond when ICE agents call 911 for help because they're surrounded and under violent attack. I'm not pretty sure Jesus would have, you know, green-lighted that 911 response, unlike you, sir. Pretty sure about that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah, you're seeing exactly, you know, what people outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.